Mothers beg Gulf cartel for permission to search for missing sons in border area mass graves. By Cartel Chronicles on July 31, 2021. A group of mothers published a letter asking the Gulf cartel for permission to search one property just south of the border with Texas. The mothers have been searching for cartel mass graves in hopes of finding their missing loved ones. In a letter published on social media, a group calling themselves the Union of Collectives of Searching Mothers of Tamaulipas begged the Gulf cartel to let them safely search a property near the border city of Matamoros called La Bartolina. Las familias tamaulipecas de desaparecidos estamos desesperados porque las autoridades no buscan. Identifican y entregan a nuestros familiares por lo que enviamos es mensaje al líder de los ciclones del CDG en Matamoros, Tamaulipas. Et Catón comunica at López Obrador underscore at underscore encinas underscore rpic.twitter.com/o5nxs50kv2. Delia Quiroa, at Delia Quiroa, July 30, 2021. In the letter, the group of more than 200 families claim to not be looking for someone to blame but only want to find the remains of their loved ones. The group begged the ruthless criminal organization to allow them safe passage into the cartel extermination site so they can force Mexico's government to exhume the graves and identify the victims. The group asked the Gulf cartel to publish a response in a similar fashion to the way that the criminal organization recently announced a truce between warring factions throughout the state. As Breitbart Texas reported, the Gulf cartel hung numerous banners in several cities claiming an end to a four-year-long turf war within rival factions over control of human and drug trafficking corridors. La Bartolina, the property that the mothers want to search, is the same property as where Breitbart Texas reported in 2016 the location of a cartel extermination and incineration site also called La Cocina or The Kitchen. However, Mexico's government denied the issue at the time, claiming that they could not tell if the remains in that location were human or animal bones. Earlier this year, Mexico's government confirmed Breitbart Texas' initial reporting revealing that they had found over 1,000 pounds of ashes and charred bone fragments. Editor's note, Breitbart Texas traveled to the Mexican states of Tamaulipas, Coahuila, and Nuevo León to recruit citizen journalists willing to risk their lives and expose the cartel silencing their communities. The writers would face certain death at the hands of the various cartels that operate in those areas, including the Gulf cartel and Los Zetas, if a pseudonym were not used. Breitbart Texas Cartel Chronicles are published in both English and in their original Spanish. This article was written by J.A. Espinoza from Tamaulipas.